Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. Eurotunnel says 2,000 migrants tried to break into its freight terminal in the French port of Calais in a desperate attempt to reach Britain through the Channel Tunnel. In scenes Eurotunnel described as unprecedented, migrants repeatedly tried to hide aboard vehicles bound for Britain or climb over fences to board shuttles. John Keith is from Eurotunnel.
Every night our truck terminal comes under assault by hundreds of migrants. There were groups of 50 to 100 migrants attacking the fences, trying to break through, trying to get down to where the trains and the trucks are loading, trying to climb on and get through to the UK. So very, very coordinated, very organised activity.
Lawyers for a former US Navy intelligence officer convicted of spying for Israel say he's been granted parole. Jonathan Pollard is expected to be freed in November after serving 30 years of a life sentence. The American Secretary of State John Kerry denied the parole was linked to the recent nuclear deal with Iran, which Israel strongly opposed. From Washington, Gary O'Donoghue.
Jonathan Pollard and his wife Anne admitted passing secrets to the Israelis for a year in the mid-1980s. When colleagues became suspicious about the removal of classified documents, the Pollards attempted to escape by fleeing to the Israeli embassy, but were turned back by the guards. The FBI then pounced, and eventually both Pollard and his wife entered into a plea bargain with prosecutors, sending him to prison for life and seeing her get 5 years.
The leader of the Kurdish majority party in Turkey has said he believes a proposed safe zone in northern Syria is an attempt by Ankara to stop Kurds from forming their own territory. Earlier this week, the US government said it had agreed to Turkish demands to set up a buffer zone inside northern Syria in return for allowing US aircraft to use Turkey's military bases to attack Islamic State. The United Nations says it's deeply disturbed by death sentences given to 9 Libyans, including the son of the deposed leader, Colonel Gaddafi. Saif al-Islam and 8 other members of Colonel Gaddafi's inner circle were found guilty of war crimes. President Barack Obama has ended his tour of Africa with a speech to regional leaders in which he said the continent's progress depends on democracy, freedom and human rights. In the first address by sitting US president to the African Union, he said African leaders should step aside when their terms ended.
Just as the African Union has condemned coups and illegitimate transfers of power, the AU's authority and strong voice can also help the people of Africa ensure that their leaders abide by term limits and their constitutions. Nobody should be president for life.
He said the best indicator of a country's progress was how it treated its women. BBC News. The Peruvian army says it's rescued 39 people from a farm where the Shining Path rebel group kept them as slave workers. Some of the captives said they'd been kidnapped 30 years ago. The hostages said they were also forced to work in the fields in central Peru. The Mozambican president, Philippe Nyusi, has travelled to the northwest of the country, where fighting has forced hundreds of people to flee to neighbouring Malawi. Government troops have been clashing with opposition RENAMO fighters in Tete province. The Swedish military says a submarine wreck found off the country's central coast is probably a Russian vessel from the First World War. There had been speculation that the remains were those of a mysterious modern-day submarine suspected to be Russian, but experts concluded that the vessel sank in 1916. An American tourist accused of killing a lion in Zimbabwe has said he didn't know his target was Cecil, the country's best-known lion. The Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force said the tourist paid a professional hunter and a local landowner $50,000 to kill the animal. Here's Alistair Leithhead.
Walter Palmer, an American dentist from Minnesota with a love of hunting big game animals using a bow and arrow, has suddenly become the object of an international outcry after being identified by conservationists as the man who killed Cecil the lion. Walter Palmer has previously posted photographs of himself online with a dead leopard and a white rhino which he'd killed for sport. A spokesman for Mr. Palmer reportedly said he may have shot the lion, but had the correct legal permits.
Mexico's Football Federation has sacked the national team coach after he was accused of hitting a journalist. A Mexican sports reporter said the coach, Miguel Herrera, punched him. The team was returning home after winning the Gold Cup in Philadelphia to become champions of North and Central America. BBC News.